In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As you see here on this page, these are large letters. Some of them are really large letters. For those of you who don't know, I had laser surgery 2 weeks ago, and this eye here really works well. But this eye here still is the old eye. So I'm having a problem trying to blend things together. I've got some new reading glasses. They don't really work very well either, so this could be a real adventure. So bear with me, and I will do as best I can. I'll get the other one done tomorrow, and so then I'll get some regular reading glasses, and it'll be all right. Thank God. All right. From our gospel this morning, what does Christ say will happen to all this guy's stuff? Anybody? What is going to happen to all the stuff he saved up and put in the barns he was going to build? What happened to him?
Left behind.
Left behind. Couldn't take it with him. And what about all our stuff? When was the last time you looked in your attic, Father James? Or any of our attics sometimes. It's gone. Unless we leave it to somebody in our family and they're able to take care of it. But we can't take it with us. So what are we to do about riches and things? Christ says this morning that we're to be rich toward God. We're to be rich toward God. Let's see. Get this straight here. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Christ says, be rich in those things. And to be rich toward God is to have a life of close communion with him through faith and works. To have a life close to Christ, a life in close communion with the Holy Trinity through faith and works. For those of us, for me, it's a daily experience. The good work sometimes is not so good, but the faith that God will give me what I need to make it is there every day. And what is this faith? In the church under the new covenant, salvation comes through faith in Christ, who fulfills the law. And we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, leading us to a knowledge of God the Father in a covenant relationship with him, centered in our union with Christ. That union that we come into through baptism. From Romans, if you go home, read, if you want homework, read Romans and James. Chapter 6 in Romans and chapter 5 and pretty much all of James. But it's first that it's God's mercy that reaches out to us. And it's not our faith which saves us. It's not our faith that saves us. It's God's mercy because he loves us as he reaches out to us. And say, and it's in Romans chapter 5. These glasses are something else. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God. It is God who initiates or makes that new that new covenant with us. God reaches out and initiates towards us. And then we have to respond back to God and say yes, Lord, or no, or whatever it happens to be. Faith is living, dynamic, continuous. It's never static or merely just a point in time. Faith is something that's alive, that lives in us, that's in our heart, and responds to God constantly. Faith is not something a Christian exercises only at one critical moment, expecting it to cover all the rest of his life. True faith is not just a decision, it's a way of life. Faith is a way of life, of what we do in all the circumstances that we come in, and that we do have to trust Christ and trust God. Sometimes an evangelical Protestant may ask, "Are you saved?" Orthodox should answer and see salvation in at least three aspects. I have been saved, being joined to Christ in baptism. I am being saved. In other words, you're growing in Christ through the sacramental life of the church. It's something that goes on every day in your life. God helped me yesterday. He helps me today, and he will help me tomorrow. And I will be saved by the mercy of God at the last judgment. You know, we pray in the litany. Well, you know, we do all the litanies, and sometimes it just kind of, you forget about what you pray, but if you think about what we ask for in all those litanies, the good things and the gifts that God gives us. But one that I like says, "Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace." It's a great prayer. I sure need all of that. So, we are to be rich toward God is to have a life of close communion with him through faith and works. That trusting belief in God and good works. In James chapter 2, verse 24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Sometimes some people say that one is justified by faith alone, but James says, nope. Your life and your works prove you have faith. Doesn't Christ say that you know a person or you know a tree by its fruit? If it's bad fruit, something ain't right. Our activities, the things we do in our daily lives, can be dead works, they can be evil, or works done for the wrong reason, just so, boy, do I feel good, where we glorify ourselves. Dead works, but, we are called to do good works. We're called to do good works. Or living works, those things that we do each day in our lives. These are deeds which are both good in themselves. Are good in themselves and done for a good purpose, to glorify God. The scriptures call us to do good works. Paul teaches that they are an outgrowth of our salvation when he writes in Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." They contribute to our faith. They make us who we are. And James again in James 2, verse 24. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. So, faith and good works, they go together. It's who we are as Christians, as God calls us. As we do good works for God, we do good works for others. We do good works for the church. And each of us must participate in that and be a part of that. That is what life is. That is what life is. A lot of that other stuff out there is just busy work to test your faith. Busy work to test your faith so that you say, Lord, help me get through the day with some of this that's going on. And it increases you, and it makes you a better person, a holier person, to have to put up with some of the things that we do. But you must participate in these things, giving of yourself to the church, giving of your money, giving of your time, your talents, your gifts, serving God, serving our brothers and sisters, and is serving God. Serving our neighbor is serving God. But you know what can hinder? There's only one little thing. Right after this passage, there's one thing that Christ says can hinder your faith. Anybody want to guess? It's freebie. I won't get on to you. There's something that can hinder what you do. You can worry. If you worry, that slows things down sometime. Christ said, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body and what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Now, I know we do that sometimes. That's just who we are. We struggle with it. But God says it's okay. It's going to be all right. If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest of it? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? And then it goes on for more passages. I think it just describes how much the Lord really loves us and cares for us and gives us hope and life and purpose. And he gives us faith that we can believe in his love and for what he does for us. May God grant us, may Christ grant us the grace, the faith, and the good works to help us store up treasure in heaven so we will be rich toward God. Because he is good and loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.